Podcast. It is Wednesday, May the 22nd. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Before I get started and before I get into the meat and potatoes of today, let me just throw a quick shout out to all of the patrons of the podcast. So shout out to Casey, Alyssa, Brian, Sarah, Adrian, Stan, Kristen, Sarah, Helen, Arnie, Barbara, and Kim. These are all patrons of the show. So basically, Patreon is a place for creators. You can go to patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast. Basically, throw a few bucks in the tip jar every single month. It's a recurring payment, super easy. You can set essentially what you want the amount to be. There's somebody that pushes forward $2 per month, and then there's somebody who does $35 per month. So it's really up to you, your prerogative. And so basically, it's helping keep the lights on for the podcast, helps pay for the equipment, it helps pay for the publishing, helps pay for the time that it takes to put together those kind of things, time and editing and such. So I wanted to debrief for a second as well. Last week, the episode with Dan Buglio, I thought it went awesome. And I'm going to touch on, hopefully I remember, to talk about one of the things that occurred during and then after the recording of it, which I thought was pretty interesting. But also wanted to just volley forth one of the biggest ways that you can help the podcast is by leaving an iTunes/Apple Podcast review. Between 70 and 75% of listenership for this podcast, and that's 7,500 listens a month. So about 70 or 75% of those are listening on an Apple device. And so if you are, please spend a minute or two and just rate and review the podcast. It helps more people be able to find it. This is actually the longest running TMS dedicated Dr. Sarno S podcast available. And since Caitlin Michaels has jumped onto the scene, the Mind Body Mastery podcast, highly recommended. And then Nicole Sachs, the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast as well. So typically Caitlin drops on Tuesday and Nicole drops on Friday and I drop on Wednesday. And so there's a lot of goodness that you can get out of these podcasts. And so, so this week there is no interview. It's actually going to be me addressing some questions that I asked for in the Mind and Fitness Podcast Deleters of Pain group. There's about 170 members right now that basically can share ideas. They can ask questions. It's meant to be an interactive place. So initially, though, one thing I thought was really interesting. So I did that podcast last week with Dan Buglio. You can find it in the archives. And one of the things that I was talking to him about was gallbladder issues. And it was so strange because the night that we recorded during the day, and then that night my system wigged out. My stomach just completely went crazy and in that area of the gallbladder. And it was great. I mean, it's probably the second or third time something like this has happened where I've given a lot of emphasis to one thing and then pow, something happens right there. It was miserable. I was up all night, vomiting, diarrhea. I mean, you name it. And my, it was like 16 or 17 times I had thrown up, went to the doctor. They got some fluids in me. And then the next day my temperature went to about 103 degrees. So, it was pretty wild. And then within 30 hours of that, it was completely gone and washed away as if nothing had happened. So very, very, very strange, of course. So I thought that was interesting that basically it was talked about on gallbladder issues and stomach problems were talked about on the podcast, and then pow, they show up. So basically, I had asked this question on the podcast group, the Deleters of Pain. Come join us if you're not already a member. Seems like it's getting a little bit more traction. I feel like maybe there's been probably 80 additions to the group within the last month or so, which is pretty good. So, but I had said I've got a few solo shows coming up over the next couple of months. What are some show topics you'd be interested in hearing me talk about? And so, there's only four things in here at the moment from when I asked this yesterday. So if you're listening to this, feel free to add on to this list, and I'll continuously, anytime there's a solo show opportunity, I'll touch on the things that are in this thread. But this is the first one. So somebody had said, living a pain-free life, is there such a thing? I know you and Nicole Sachs, among others, say they are free of chronic pain, but that doesn't mean that you will never have symptoms or feel pain again. The pain-free life seems to be a popular misconception. Eliminating the chronic pain is a goal, but is there ever a time when we don't have to continually do the work? I know in your interview with David Hanscom, this came up, and it's an important point. So you're right. They're free of chronic pain. I'm free of chronic pain. Nicole's free of chronic pain. A lot of people are free of chronic pain. Basically, that will you ever never have symptoms of pain again? I guess it depends on what your lifestyle is like. For me, I do weightlifting. I do CrossFit. I'm very active. I do long distance motorcycle riding. Occasionally, I'll go running. not very often. I'm chasing my two kids around. I do yard work, right? So there's a lot of things that I do. Right now, my body is screaming at me over the last couple of days of lifting that I have done. Weighted step ups yesterday, today, there were 87 deadlifts at 225 pounds that I did. So, I mean, that's the thing, is that you're going to have something. It just depends on how long it's going to last. I expect this what I'm feeling right now to be gone in the next couple of days, because that's how workout soreness works. But as far as never having to or having to continuously do the work, I don't know. I guess it's how you interpret the work. If the work for you is sitting down and journaling 20 minutes a day, I don't think that that's a necessity for the rest of your life in any sense of the word. What you're trying to do is establish a habit, and that habit is ultimately feeling your feelings. And I've talked about this on past podcasts, and I have a feeling I'll touch on it because somebody asked a question that's going to relate to this in a little bit. But you know, basically just being able to feel your feelings and have that be an automatic thing. As an example, I've talked about this. So being able to go physically, and Caitlin Michaels talked about this in a very genius way on her podcast yesterday. It's 20 minutes long. It's worth the listen. Go over and listen to it. But she talks about ultimately feeling things, feeling sensations in that area of our neck and our chest and our belly and that kind of area. It takes a lot of concentration, but I feel like if you can sit there in silence for 10 minutes a day and you do this over a long period of time and you just focus your attention on that particular area between your belly, let's just say your belly and your jaw, and you continuously feel whatever those sensations are, like that's all it is that you're having to do. And over time, as you do this and make it more of a habit, it's something that's going to happen automatically. So if you start to have a sensation, say your back hurts, your ankle hurts, or whatever, and you automatically go there where you're literally just experiencing the sensations that's in that area of your trunk, everything else will start loosening up and loosening up and continuously loosening up. And then that becomes the norm. What you're trying to do is establish a norm within your body and your nervous system. And so the norm for many of us for a long time was perfectionism and needing to people please and needing to be in control and all these kind of things. So this is you having to get into the norm of your system being, hey, I'm able to experience these things and not be scared of them, not have judgment of them. And that's really what ultimately it is that you're seeking. I think a lot of times maybe people think that the work is that it has to be a long, arduous task, but it really doesn't have to be. It has to be the thing that ultimately you're going to stick with and is going to work for you. And so there's a lot of ideas out there. People can do meditation for 10 minutes. They can journal speak. They can do expressive writing. And Dr. Hanscom, I'm glad you brought up his name. I need to email him, actually. But Dr. Hanscom talks in his book about expressive writing. So there's expressive writing, there's journaling, there's journal speak. Expressive writing, in a lot of ways, is just like almost like vomit on a paper. It shouldn't even really necessarily make coherent sense. It's just expressing yourself via paper. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do this. But to me, the sitting with sensations, I think, is one of the more powerful ones, just because ultimately it's not about thinking. And I think a lot of this work that people do tends to rely and lean a lot on the notion of thinking and thinking your way out of pain, even though it's the title of Dr. Schechter's book, Think Your Pain Away, it's probably going to cause you more detriment and more long-term suffering and not healing than it will help you. So something to consider. The next person said, as much info as you can give on journaling. Many times this is where I get stuck. It could just be a complication issue. You know, journaling isn't meant to be telling a story over and over again. Journaling to me should be highly simplified. I feel this way. This is how I feel. It's not, I feel this way because. So it's not, I'm angry because my kids didn't listen to me and my neighbor didn't say hello and my boss yelled at me. It's just, I feel angry. And then again, I feel angry. And then again, I feel angry. So it doesn't need to be the story. It never needs to have the because. And I think maybe what you mean in terms of being stuck is that because, is that it's in there. And so something to consider, certainly with journaling. Okay, so the next person. I'm an avid runner, and I realized a couple years ago most of my running injuries are actually TMS. I wonder if you focused on the wide range of running issues that people have, such as IT band, piriformis, plantar fasciitis. It seems like an endless list of problems that my running friends have and are constantly stretching, foam rolling, seeing PT, dry needling. So I'm not a runner. However, I did do a half marathon untrained back at the end of 2012. I did CrossFit regularly, and sometimes I would do like a 3 mile trail run, but I did just an untrained 13.1 miles. I just picked a Sunday and I went and did I did it. I had Matt my run open. I basically ran 6.55 miles, and then I turned around and so ultimately got me to 13.1. I did it in an hour and 43 minutes, which for all intents and purposes, even for somebody that does them with some kind of regularity, I feel like that'd be pretty good. The fact that I didn't train it and I was mostly using like a barbell and doing CrossFit, I'm very impressed. Could I do that today? Absolutely not. But I'm proud of myself on that. So maybe shoot me a DM and let me know if you think that that's a good time. But I can certainly relate to to what you're describing in the CrossFit world, in the weightlifting world. I observe people rolling on lacrosse balls and foam rolling all the time, and just like you're describing, seeing PTs all the time and stretching and just having to do this, I think an absurd amount of body maintenance. And even things like modifying workouts and modifying movements for such an extended period of time, months upon months upon months upon years, and ultimately I don't think it has to be that way. So I can sort of armchair quarterback at this point and just look at, all that stuff went back when I was doing it years ago. It didn't really make much of a difference. I felt like I did it because I had to do it because that's what people do. But now looking back, like I've got hundreds of dollars of mobility equipment in my garage that was really just a waste of money. Like I wish there was a resale market for it, which there really isn't. But I haven't focused on the wide range of running issues, but the best that I can tell you, I guess, is that I see this kind of thing in the CrossFit and strength world a lot, and people spending constant amounts of time. And I think that, so there is a guy, he's a physical therapist in the CrossFit world named Kelly Starrett. I don't know if he transfers over to the running world at all, but his name is Kelly Starrett. And there's a bunch of people that are like this on social media, but Kelly Starrett's probably the more famous one. He wrote a book called The Supple Leopard, or Becoming the Supple Leopard. And he does seminars and this kind of thing. And basically it is, here are all the ways to which people are going to hurt themselves. Could be the way that you bend over and pick up a barbell. It could be the way that you should never, ever sleep on your stomach. You shouldn't sleep on your side. Like there's all these little things, these most benign activities that he uses almost as like, it's not an intentional scare tactic, but that's what it becomes. And so people feel like they need to spend 10 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour or, sometimes more on a daily, a daily schedule or a weekly schedule or whatever, doing these kinds of things as maintenance when I just don't think it's necessary. I beat the shit out of myself every single week training, and I don't do a thing other than just 10 minutes of like a dynamic warm up before I start working out. And then of course working up in weights as I'm doing some of the faster twitch lifts, like Olympic lifts. But outside of that, I don't do anything. I don't go see a chiropractor. I don't get a massage. I don't roll around in a foam roller. I don't roll around in a ball. And I think that maybe in the running world, perhaps there are personalities that are out there that say, you should do this. You should foam roll. You should have an IT. Like, think about how many runners have an IT band issue. So it just becomes a thing that everybody has. I've talked about this before, is that back in 2012, 2013, the in thing for CrossFit and weightlifters was being gluten intolerant. That was what everybody had because everybody was paleo. And so many people suddenly developed celiac disease, quote unquote celiac disease. And these are people that I would see in the months leading up to this have sandwiches, no problem. You know, they would have pizza, all this kind of stuff. And then suddenly they have the celiac disease. And then once the fad wore off after a couple of years, you know, 2-3 years, suddenly these people, their celiac disease magically went away. And there is no explanation for it. So it's a collective consciousness idea. What is the in injury in running? IT band, I know there's a lot of that. Plantar fasciitis, I know there's a lot of that. Piriformis syndrome, that was something that I suffered from myself. I had terrible sciatica. That was probably the symptom that freaked me out the most in the beginning, because having electric shocks down your leg, you know, how do you deal with that? But ultimately, all of this stuff, in particular, piriformis and plantar fasciitis, has been addressed in Dr. Sarno's books, and then also in Steve Ozanich's books. And plantar fasciitis was addressed in an episode I did not long ago with Andy. So go and check that out. We talked about his biggest thing was feet issues. So go and check that out by all means. But I hope that that helps answer that question. The final one that was on this, tell us more about the zero pain approach that you've been using. I feel like I've tried everything so far, but haven't heard about this one yet. So it's not necessarily something that I do on a regular basis. I just think there's a lot of really great points that are in it that are very, very basic. And I think that part of where people get stuck so much is that they kind of overthink this whole thing, and they want to be a perfectionist, but in the TMS sense. So they try a bunch of things. And Steve Ozanich always said that, you know, the best way to heal is to not try to heal. And it's kind of an annoying thing. I'll come out and say that. But the guy who wrote Zero Pain Now or came up with the approach is his name is Adam Heller. I did a podcast interview with him. I think it aired last October. So go check that out. He wrote the book. He came up with the program. He did a pilot at the Mayo Clinic. He's cured a ton of people. You can find reviews about him. You can find video testimonials online about him. But his whole approach is, and his whole methodology, he talks about Sarno in his book and how this is the basis and the genesis, really, of how we came up with this program, but that he believes in something that's just fundamentally different. So one example that he gives is people that will spend a long time journaling will write about these traumatic things that happened to them 30 years prior, and they'll try and find this needle in a haystack. The whole reason that he calls it zero pain now, the whole reason he calls it zero pain now is that he's more, what is affecting me and what is going on today? Like, what is affecting me right now? So his whole process is this notion of right now, what emotion am I feeling? Asking yourself this question. For his prescription is 15 minutes a day, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if you really sit there and you ask yourself that question for 15 straight minutes in a day, that is a lot of repetition, and you're trying to teach your brain a habit. And where he goes a little bit further, and I've become a recent huge advocate of this, is imagining that area, again, between your belly and your jawline, essentially. And think of that area as you're answering what emotion is that you're feeling. This is where a lot of negative emotions are stored. I think that you'll notice when you do this and you really concentrate on it, you're going to notice this big tightness that's going to be in the chest. It's going to be in the chest, it's going to be in the neck, it's going to be in the trapezius, it's going to be in the belly, it's going to be in the sternum. So there's a lot of different areas that it could be. This is where most people are probably going to find some tightness of some kind. And again, the more that you address this, the more the other issues should just start going away. Your body will soften, your breathing will slow down, your nervous system will start to kick into rest and repair. So that's really what it is. So he's got a couple of books that are out there. He's got one that is just more a regular book. A novel isn't the right word, but it's a book. Zero Pain Now. You can get it on Kindle. You can get the physical copy. I have the physical copy. And then he has a workbook. I don't think the workbook is a necessity. I don't really even think that it's all that helpful. I think the actual book in itself is a really good supplement. And again, it's a little bit different, and some people will try it and they'll say this is annoying and it's so repetitive. And I think that ultimately is the genius part behind it, though. And so being able to do the repetition, I feel like, is very, very critical. So I hope that that helps. You know, feel free to DM me if you've got any questions. But I kind of like this format. I didn't have to sit around and think about, hey, what am I going to talk about on this episode? Because you guys supplied me with a good 20 minutes of content between those four things. So let's keep it going. If you want to hear certain things, you can obviously just ask on the Facebook group. So if you just search the Deleters of Pain, you'll find it in there. Again, 170 members right now. I would love for people to drop on, hey, Eddie, will you talk about this in an upcoming episode? Or maybe we just have a thread that's like this, that's continuous. Next week, I am recording two. I can't remember if it's one next week and one the following, or maybe it's two next week. Recording recovery stories from people. So I am pumped about that. One of them wrote a book, which is going to be awesome. So, you know, keep tuning in. Again, I love hearing from listeners. But that's all for this week. Thank you so much for spending 20 minutes with me on this Wednesday. I love you guys. Thanks so much for the support. Again, check us out on Facebook, like the page, and then join the group as well. So thanks so much.